The Trump administration has unveiled changes to the Endangered Species Act. Among other provisions, the new rules make it more difficult to consider climate change on species when deciding whether or not they should be listed. They also allow, for the first time, officials to consider economic impacts in addition to scientific ones. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt says the changes will modernize the Endangered Species Act.
From the outset, our intent has been to be true to the law, maintaining the legal standards, while creating a more transparent, more reliable, and more efficient and defensible regime that better serves the American people and better focuses our efforts on the ground.
Bernhardt says if the ESA is to be effective, it has to include, quote, clear, consistent, and efficient implementation, end quote. And he says the feds need collaboration between government and private landowners.
I cannot stress enough that a more efficiently implemented act is more effective. Clarifying what actions should be considered during agency consultations will ensure that ESA implementation is more clear and consistent across agencies and even between our own field offices.
But environmentalists disagree, saying these changes would weaken the 45-year-old law. Brett Hartle is Director of Government Affairs at the Center for Biological Diversity. And Brett, what do you make of these changes?
In a nutshell, this is pretty much an unmitigated disaster for every endangered species nationwide, as well as all of those species of plants and wildlife that are still waiting to be protected under the Endangered Species Act. Their path to getting protection just got a lot harder.
Why do you think that is?
Because what the Trump administration has basically done is co-opted the tactics of the tobacco industry to use scientific uncertainty as a shield against taking action to protect the environment. So they say, for example, that climate change needs to be reasonably certain and the threats to a species have to be reasonably certain before they can take action to list the species or to designate critical habitat to protect the places where an endangered animal or plant live before they can take action. And they're adding these bars. Their sort of talking point is that it's to, you know, decrease speculation and increase certainty for business. But the reality is that they're using uncertainty as an excuse to do nothing. So for many endangered species, which are rare, hard to find, hard to study, it's going to be a lot harder to prove at this new threshold that they warrant protection.
You mentioned the business aspect, and I want to ask you about the fact that economic assessments will be able to be conducted now for the first time under these changes. Should economic factors be totally excluded? Is there a role for sort of taking them into consideration when looking at whether or not a species should be listed?
Well, so Congress answered that question back in 1982 when they changed the law to explicitly state that only science should be used when it comes to listing. Because the reason is simple. Whether or not you are going extinct as a species is a scientific question only. Now, that doesn't mean in other ways that the Endangered Species Act can't consider economics. It certainly does. And there are many places where it is appropriate to say, okay, this animal or plant is protected. What is the best way to recover it, to conserve it in a sort of cost-effective manner and in a manner that doesn't unduly burden economic interests? But when it comes to listing, that really is just a question of whether or not is this animal going extinct. And the problem with them saying, oh, but all we're doing is providing information about the cost to the public, is that it's just an invitation for political meddling.
Are there particular species that you think might be more endangered because of these changes than others?
Well, some of the changes only affect species that are still waiting to get listed. So an example would be the wolverine. We are expecting a decision on whether or not the wolverine gets listed in the next year or two. And it's a type of species where, you know, again, there are concerns from industry, from logging companies, mines, people that want to build roads and wilderness, that listing the wolverine will be too costly or difficult. So the species that unfortunately draw the attention of industry are more likely to now be in the crosshairs than they were even before. But some of the changes affect every endangered species nationwide because they address how and when the government writ large takes action to minimize harm caused by the federal government's own activities.
Do you plan to sue over this to try to stop it, or do you know of other groups that are planning to sue to try to stop these new rules from taking effect?
Yes. I think everybody's planning on suing on this. I don't know exactly the timing. These rules are so egregious. They violate the law in so many ways that there will be many lawsuits, and hopefully I think they will be successful in the long run.
Brent Hartle is Director of Government Affairs for the Center for Biological Diversity. The new rules will go into effect 30 days after they're officially published in the Federal Register.